Yes, for if I may add to the Family Protection Act. The Family Protection Act is actually a very strong piece of legislation that has helped many women and families. I want to point out, and this is very important, the within the legislation for the Family Protection Act, there is a provision in there that says reconciliation under customary process is not a bar to prosecution. Therefore, although there may have been some reconciliation between family members, it is a crime. So we acknowledge that in our tradition, in our culture, there is a way to reconciliate and put the family back together, but because it is a crime, prosecution continues on the assault charges. There has been education awareness campaign in going out to schools, to women's organization, to talk about the Family Protection Act, to say that there is support for women and for battered spouses, that you can get a temporary restraining order. The most important protection that's allowed in the Family Protection Act is that any person who is feeling or is harmed, threatened, can walk into court, to the courthouse, 24 hours, 7 days a week, and get a protective order. That means that there are police officers who are responding, who are the first line responders, who will go and see the situation and help the victims, the alleged victims of the incidents. I'm now moving on to those comments regarding the shelters. We do need shelters. We do need safe houses. That is our biggest challenge, and we are here to ask for support, for technical assistance, for financial assistance to help us build a shelter, a safe house for not only victims of the family violence, but also for teenagers who are in situations in homes where there is violence and they don't have nowhere, they have nowhere to go. So I really need to emphasize that, to say that we do need support and assistance for shelters and safe houses in order to provide protection. As for the penal code, this is in regards to the concerns that the children are not protected. I'd like to note that we do have legislation to protect children. In our Penal Code, 17 PNC sections 1800 to 1807, we have laws that criminalize child exploitation. I'd also like to point out that in our, we also have existing laws that criminalizes behavior where you are endangering a minor or the welfare of a minor. So in this circumstance, even a parent who allows a third party to injure or hurt their child is liable. So it's the parent who has the responsibility to protect their child and not to put the child in a situation where the child may be endangered. Yes, I also applaud our statute, and I thank the comment that we decriminalize sodomy. So now it is no longer in the books, and I would like to now move on to migrant workers. There were some questions specifically from the Philippines and the United States on migrant workers. We are working on it. There are pending legislations before the 9th National Congress to ensure safe working conditions, to ensure fair wages for laborers. The minimum wage law that passed, there's a provision in there that will help workers who are not given their minimum wage or unsafe working conditions to go to the Attorney General and to file against a case against their employer. So there is that provision in there, but we take all those comments and we will look into them. And I thank you for this opportunity to answer.